Can we please say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts? Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family order. Can we sing hymn 226? Hymn 226. My God and Father, I stray far from my home on life loving. Oh, teach me from my heart to say, Thy will be done. Thanks to our Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for tonight's family order, we will discuss Psalms number 40. Let us read through Psalms number 40. In the name of Jesus, I read, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and will trust in the Lord. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust, and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. There's none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips, O Lord, you know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. You, O Lord, will not withhold your compassion from me. Your loving kindness and your truth will continually preserve me. For evils beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O Lord, to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together, who seek my life to destroy it. Let those be turned back and dishonored, who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame, who say to me, aha, aha. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Here is the content of Psalms number 40. What is this Psalms number 40? Firstly, let us see the superscription. The superscription. So here it mentioned for the choir director. As we have mentioned the last time, to the choir director, here can serve to tell us, that is to say, this Psalms is to be placed, to be used, to be added to the collection of words for Israel worship services. Or that is to say, when the psalm was used in the temple worship, it was to be spoken by the leader of the Levitical choir or by the choir itself. And then here, speak about a psalm. Psalm is mizmor. That means this psalm, this song, it is accompanied by string instrument. So this is a Psalms of David. What is this psalm about? It is a prayer for help when troubles abound. The causes of distress are not specified here, but David acknowledges that they are occasioned by his sin. This can be seen in verse 12. So, these sufferings, these troubles of his, this distress, that is to say, most probably are occasioned by his sin. And then, these troubles, this distress, are aggravated by the gloating of all his enemies. Like verses 14 and 15, we are able to see. These psalms, we can see that it can be divided into three major parts. It can be divided into three major parts. Firstly, that is to say, verses 1 to 5. And then, verses 6 to 10. After that, verses 11 to 17. The first part, we can see the prayer begins with praise of God for his past mercy. The prayer begins with praise of God for his past mercy. And then he moved on, speaking a testimony of his own faithfulness to the Lord. A testimony of his own faithfulness to the Lord. And then this formed the ground for his present appeal for help. This formed the grounds for his present appeal for help. Okay, now let us go through this psalm. Let us see the first part, verses 1 to 5. So, the prayer begins with praise of God for his past mercy. Verses 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, or I waited intently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. So here, firstly, David shared with us his experience of God's past help in time of trouble, which moved him to then praise and to move others to faith. So here we can see he shared with us his experience of God's past help in times of troubles. We can see his faith, his trust, his belief. He waited patiently, intently for the Lord. And he has this faith to believe the Lord will hear, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. There are times when David was in troubles, in difficulties, or even in weakness. Like here, verse 2. There's this danger ending up in the pit of destruction. He was in the miry clay. But then the Lord brought him out. Here, it pictured to us something. Here we can see the vivid imagery that associates distress with the need to be lifted out of trouble. So David was in trouble. And then here, this imagery associated distress with the need to be lifted up of trouble. And we can see, so expressive of universal human experience. And this is very common in the Old Testament poetry. We can see men are in distress, so they need to be lifted out of the trouble. And this picture to us are men's universal experience. And this is common in Old Testament poetry. And then they will use this type of terms. The depths are linked with Sheol or the pit. And then together with a cluster of related words like silence, darkness, death and destruction, dust, or the mere and the mud, the clay. So here, David expressed how he was in distress, troubles, dangers, but then how the Lord let him out, brought him up, lifted him out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. And what did the Lord do? The Lord set his feet upon a rock, making his footsteps firmer. So the Lord delivered him. Therefore, in verse 3, David will sing a new song from his mouth, a song of praise to our God. So this new song is a song celebrating God's saving act. So he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. And then we can see it moved him to praise and also to move others to praise, to have faith, to have trust in the Lord. Many will see and hear and will trust in the Lord. And then let's continue to see verse 4 and verse 5. verse 4 and verse 5. Here we can see the Lord's kindness to all those who trust in Him. And then God's kindness to His people Israel. Verse 4. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. So here we can see God's kindness to all those who trust in Him. And then verse 5, we can see God's kindness to His people Israel. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which You have done and Your thoughts toward us. So this us include David and the nation, His people. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which You have done and Your thoughts toward us. There's none to compare with You. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. So here we can see God's great work, too numerous to count. So in this first part, verses 1 to 5, we can see here David praises the Lord for the past mercies. Now let's see the second part, verses 6 to 10. This is a testimony of his own faithfulness to the Lord. And we can see this very important theme. He delights to do God's will. David is a king who delights to do God's will. So verses 6 to 10, we can see the testimony of his faithfulness to the Lord. Let's see verses 6 to 8. David's commitment to God's will. So he delights to do God's will. Let's see verse 6. Sacrifice and meal offering You have not desired. My ears You have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering You have not required. Then I say, behold, I come in the scroll of the book. It is written of Me. I delight to do Your will. Oh my God, Your law is within my heart. Here, we can see what God actually demands is actually obedience. Obedience especially to God's moral law. That is to say, the 10 basic commandments of His covenant, the 10 commandments, the moral law. And then here, we can see how David says, my ears You have opened. My ears You have opened. Or some Bible says, my ears You have dug. Or some say, my ears You have pierced. So here, it refers to, that is to say, the ears made able and eager to hear God's law. So God opened His ears, His heart. The ears is a hearing ears that make able and eager to hear God's law. But then if it is pierced, some versions say pierced. If it is translated pierced, then it probably refers to the sign by which a servant pledged lifelong services to his beloved master, like recorded in Exodus 21 verse 6 or Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 17. So it refers to the sign by which a servant pledged lifelong service to his beloved master. This is also true of King David. So the Lord has opened his ears to listen, to obey as the king. And then he also pledged a lifelong service to his beloved master. And then in verse 7, we can see, he said, behold, I've come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of Me. I delight to do Your will, O my Lord. Your law is with my heart. So here we can see, probably refers to David's commitment to the Lord at the time of his enthronement, when he was anointed to be king. So here refers to David's commitment to the Lord at the time of his enthronement. He will submit to God and God's prophets, God's words. The scroll here can refer to the personal copy of the law that the king is to take at the time of his enthronement to serve as the covenant character of his administration. So it is God's rule in the kingdom. David is merely a vessel. So he will submit to God's guidance, God's words, God's instruction, God's command. So he delights to do God's will. And then he continued to share in verse 9 and 10. How he have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips, O Lord, You know. I have not hidden Your righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of Your faithfulness and Your salvation. I have not concealed Your loving kindness and Your truth from the great congregation. So we can see how he continued to proclaim God's greatness to teach the people. And then the last part, we can see from verses 11 to 17. So this formed the ground of his present appeal for help. So his appeal for help. So his appeal for help is based upon verses 6 to 10. His faithfulness, his willingness to do God's will. And then also based upon verses 1 to 5, God's past mercies. And then he knows truly, that is to say, very possibly this suffering distress is because of his own sin. Verse 11, you, O Lord, will not withhold your compassion from me. Your loving kindness and your truth will continue to preserve me. Evil beyond numbers have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I'm not able to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head and my heart has failed me. So he knows of his shortcoming, his sin. And then he pleads, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O Lord, to help me. And then verse 14, 15, all these troubles added to him from the midst of the enemies continue to harass him. But then, may those who wish to put him to shame be put to shame themselves. And then, verse 16, 17, let all who seek you rejoice, be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Since I'm afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. You are my help, my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. So here we can see his plea, his prayer for help, plea for help, based upon his faithfulness, willing to do God's will, and then God's past mercies. He know all this distress is because of his fault. He asked for mercy. So here we can see this prayer for help when troubles abound. But very important for us today, we can see that we should delight to do God's will. But at times, we falter. But then, we should acknowledge our sin and then continue to ask for God's mercy and continue to delight to do God's will. We give thanks to our Lord. Now we will pray. Continue to pray for peace, for God's blessing and guidance. In the name of Jesus, we will pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. We will now recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family, author, and seer. Peace be unto you all. Amen.